The opinions expressed in this program reflect only those of the participants and are not necessarily those of the sponsors, management, or staff of WTBQ Radio or FST Broadcasting Corporation.
WTBQ. Good morning and welcome to Health Matters. My name is Peter Fella from A&T Healthcare, and with me this morning I have Ann Fella.
Good morning. Oh.
Hi, also from A&T Healthcare, she is the Regional Director of Patient Care Services, as well as overseeing the quality improvement. And this morning, our guest, our distinguished guest, is Kelly Garvey Jennings, who is the Director of Patient Service, who works out of the Newburgh office. Kelly, thank you
so much
for coming this morning.
Thanks for having me.
We have a great show. I think what I always like to say is that I think you all understand that we are not professional radio personalities. We're not like Taylor or Frank. Maybe, Ann, are we budding radio personalities?
No, we're not close
Or
yet.
Journeyman radio personalities?
No,
I don't know.
We're still apprentices.
But what I know we are is we definitely are compassionate, caring, and committed nurses, and we want to educate and inform the listening audience of WTBQ on health issues. That's why our show's Health Matters, because your health does matter. I'm always concerned. I was working out of the Kingston office. A&T has an office up in Kingston. And when I was working up there for the last 2 weeks, I was able to listen to WTBQ with Frank and Taylor in the morning. Unfortunately, I said, I can't participate in any of the prizes or stuff because I don't know if I was precluded because we have our Health Matters show. But on the way coming back, I was listening to John Tesh, which has Intelligence for Your Life. And he had a couple of good jokes. And I said, maybe I can incorporate it into our show or something like that. And then I thought of that lawsuit on Blurred Lines with Thick and the Marvin Gaye family that they got sued. And I'm wondering to you now, if I say a joke that I heard on with John Tesh, do I have to give him credit for it or something like that? I think it may lose a lot of the luster. But again, we are doing everything. We're very enthusiastic about our show today. And again, we are A&T Healthcare. Now, A stands for Antoinette and T stands for Tony. They were the two nurses who started A&T over 30 years ago, that they wanted a better way when people were discharged from the hospital. And as I always say, they were true visionaries in the sense that the hospital delivery system, the paradigm, is moving so much more from people being discharged from the hospital in the home setting on a more quicker basis, quicker and faster. And they need really a safe venue where they have this proper oversight so there's no bad outcome or anything like that. But anyway, we have a great show today. Let me just go over today's show. Today we're going to be talking about kids and health. Health matters, okay? And that's you and your family. I don't want you to say, I don't have any children, I shouldn't listen. No, it really has to do with how you are in your family. Knowing how to demonstrate a healthy lifestyle is very important, okay? You cannot expect your children to not smoke if you smoke. And you cannot have your children to have a healthy diet if you don't have a healthy diet. And you can't have you to expect your children to be exercised and have an active lifestyle if you don't. So what we want to do is we want to give you examples about how you can connect with your family to maintain a healthy lifestyle, which not only benefits you, but also your family. Okay, that's always very important. I want to tell that story. I think I told it last week when I was at the bi-local event. There was a man there who came up to our booth at A&T, and what he said was his daughters were there, and I started talking to the daughters. I said, you girls are so young, and there's a lot of information that's available to you now. What you should do is you have a big advantage, and you develop a healthy lifestyle now. It'll carry you through the rest of your life. And I just remember the father shaking my hand very hard, and he kind of said, this is what I've been trying to say, and it just looked like it was resonating more when it came from another person. But that's what our show is. First question, Kelly, before we get started with the questions, I just thought if you could tell them about yourself, your experience, or time working at A&T and things like that.
I've been a nurse for over 30 years. I've had many different hats and capacities and facilities that I've worked at. Probably pediatrics, I've always considered myself a pediatric nurse because that's where I started. And no matter what capacity I went into, there was always a little part sprinkling of pediatrics there, just as it is in home care. We do adults, but we also still do pediatric children. Through the years, I've done different types, but home care seems to where I've been at for quite a few years with A&T. And like Peter said, I'm out of the Orange office in Newburgh, but we have several different offices.
Okay, yeah, that's really 30 years. See, I'm just realizing we have over 100 years experience of nurses here, but I'm not getting old. I don't know about you, but maybe you are. I'm not. But
no, we're not getting old.
No.
It's just like over 100
it's
years.
Just a number.
Oh, that's great. All right, Kelly, first question, like, what is a healthy diet for a growing children?
Gender and age of the child definitely factors into what nutritional needs for each day. I always suggest, of course, if the child has any special diagnoses, to certainly talk to your pediatrician first. He may actually want a nutritionist to be speaking with you, too.
Oh, that's a very good idea.
Yeah,
right.
Wow.
But in general, if it's a healthy, growing child, you're going to kind of measure calories. Children of a 2 to 3 year old age should between 1,000 and 1,400 calorie intake a day. And of course, as they get older, and again, like I said, the gender, boys need more calories than girls. As an adolescent boy, 18 to 3,200 is normal for their age.
Wow.
The biggest thing you want to know with calorie intake is that you're going to watch what they're intaking, but you don't want it to be any from one certain food group. It needs to be a healthy, balanced mixture between proteins, fruits, vegetables, grains, and dairy. They should not be getting any one large portion from any one group, but evenly spread throughout. The main thing is you're going to try and limit as much as possible sugary drinks, solid fats, added sugars, things like that. And you want to try and pick up foods that are healthier, vegetables, nut oils, fatty acids, and vitamin E. These are things that avocados, seafood, nuts, olives, these are healthy things that children may or may not like. But if they're around more often for them to pick from,
so true.
They're going to like it more.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, when we're having dinner and we cut up a tomato or some broccoli and we have our grandson there, he just eats it because we're eating it.
Yeah,
he eats
right,
it. So,
right.
And
you really do enjoy it. Kelly, you said something about like with soda, and I really have a comment on that. I know there's several years ago, there was legislation that they wanted to have a tax on sugary sodas and things like that. And it turned out it never went through. And so often they were saying, well, why are you signaling out the soda industry? And basically the response was pretty much in the sense that sugar really has no redeeming values. It's like empty calories. And there's a very strong link to increase sugary soda consumption and childhood obesity. So that is really one thing that you really have to get another alternative because that's something that you're just taking in bad calories and stuff like that that you really shouldn't. And it's not going to be
absolutely
a healthy diet.
Right.
It's important, too, that, you know, we play a part in healthy eating with kids and helping them to pick good choices.
Right.
You know, what are some ways that we can, you know, make it easier for them? Because, you know, when they come home from school, if there's a sugary drink waiting for them in the fridge that's easy to grab, that's what they're going to go for.
Okay.
So, you know, maybe there are some things that we can do as adults to help them. Have, you know, cut up the vegetables ahead of time and keep them in the fridge handy for them. Or if you're going to be having, you know, some whole grain, you know, crackers and cheese and things like that, if it's ready for them to have, you know, they're certainly going to go for that quicker than or easier. You know, you make it easy for them. If it's easier to pick up a bag of potato chips, well, that's what they're going to be, you know, going after and such.
Right.
So
no, but I know also, like, you know, you're exactly correct. But I think what Anne was saying, and I was alluding to it at the beginning, was the fact that you have to lead by examples.
Right.
If you have a bag of potato chips, a bag of pretzels, and, you know, different, you know, nachos and things like that, if it's all there, that's going to be something that's going to be easily accessible. Whereas if you bring healthy foods into the house, there's probably going to be a better, you know, way of eating it.
Right. We all know about fast foods, and it's really not healthy, but it's just fast. If you bring the healthy foods in, encourage it. They're seeing you're eating it. The rest of the family's eating it. Then possibly that will be their choice. But if 2-3 times a week you're running through the, you know, the fast food, McDonald's or whatever, just because it's quicker, that's going to be their choice and say, oh, let's run to McDonald's
let's
tonight
do that
instead.
First. Right. You know.
Be a role model.
and you know, snacks, and I'm talking a lot about snacks because, well, what did kids do the first thing they get home from school in the afternoon. They run straight to the kitchen. They're looking for a snack. But, you know, when you think about it, they get up early. I don't know, we didn't talk about breakfast yet, but, you know, they don't always get a good breakfast. And they eat lunch early, probably around 11:30, a lot of kids, maybe even sooner. So by the time they get home at 3:30, they've burned up all those calories from schoolwork and play, and they get home and they make a beeline for the kitchen.
Right. So you're right, you know. Ann. Breakfast is the most important meal of the day. It's the foundation for the day. If you have a healthy protein and protein-filled and fortified breakfast for them, it will last until lunch to them, that when they do come home, the snack, again, can continue hopefully being healthy if you have the healthy foods in. If you have the nuts, the popcorns, the you know, cheese, things like that, low-fat cheese, low-fat milk, all those kinds of choices are good to have for them to have, as opposed to grabbing the chips and the cookies.
But it is true is that they're saying that kids and teens who have breakfast, they have more energy, they do better in school, and eat healthier throughout the entire day, okay? You know, if you're not eating, you're going to be irritable, but you think you go to bed at 9 o'clock, and then you wake up at, you know, 6:30 or 7, and then you go another 4 hours without eating. That's really a long time for your body not to have any fuel for doing something. That's so important as far as like learning that you know, it's very hard to learn, okay, if you have this pain in your stomach that's gnawing away at your stomach that you're hungry. It can be a big distraction. So breakfast is very important.
Right. Snacks after school, you were saying, Ann?
Yes.
A lot of kids, their first thing they're going to grab is a cereal, a bowl of cereal.
Right.
Several times a day, two or three bowls. That's not the worst thing in the world if it's a healthy cereal. So, you know, your low-fat milk, healthy cereal, two or three bowls, it's not the worst thing. It's still going to be a whole lot better than you know, grabbing the junk food.
Not that a cookie is bad or some chips are bad, but it's, you know, you don't want that as a regular, you know, snack. You really, that's a special snack. Right. I always say when I grew up, we never had soda in our house.
Us neither. In my house, we
still
don't.
I know the Fella family.
I'm sorry. I love my parents. They were wonderful, but they didn't have the information now that we had later. And I remember that one time my mother said, you know, to my father, Pete, you know, I had 5 bottles of soda. They're all gone now. And then my father's response was, well, next time, Margaret, buy 10 bottles of soda. So, I mean, you don't talk like that now, but we didn't have the information growing up that sugary drinks were so bad and that sort of stuff.
It was the opposite in my house. We only had the sugary drink, the soda, during a special holiday.
Holidays, that's
a party,
too.
An occasion.
So, did you do that with your children too, Ann? Because that's what I do, only on
pretty
holidays.
Pretty much. They're not huge soda drinkers, so maybe that's true. And I know one of our daughters doesn't drink any carbonated beverage.
Mm-hmm. Nothing like that. So that's good. Just continue on that. Kelly, anything else as far as like, you know, some tips for healthy eating for the whole family?
Sure,
if you want
to
incorporate everything, that's like part of the experience. We want you to connect with your family. There's a lot of good things that come out of it.
Right. Like Peter had said, you want to be a role model for your children. If they see you eating the proper foods, then they're naturally going to fall in line for doing that too. So you're going to make the choice, the healthier choice, and then hopefully they'll fall in line. As far as family meals, the good thing is, you know, it doesn't work for everybody. Everybody has, you know, soccer practice at the same time, busy schedules. But even if you have to alter it on the night that's soccer practice and you have a little later dinner, but you can eat a little lighter so it's not such a heavy meal going to bed, but at least try and have that family meal together. By doing that, you're going to be able to see what they like, what they'll eat. Never ever make them eat till the plate is empty. That was, I know, an entire generation ago. Everybody did that.
That was my house.
Right.
Yep.
You don't leave
the
table till it's finished. Yeah. Well, that's not the healthiest choice because every child's limit is a different limit. So if they're feeling that they're full and they're ready to be done with that, that's okay. You can say that's all right with them. You're never going to force them to finish, but you're not also going to fight at the dinner table because what's going to happen is they're going to hate to sit together as a family at the dinner table. So you certainly don't want to do that.
It can be a lively bunch.
Yeah, especially in my house.
You know, there was some study that they were saying that teens who take part in regular family meals are less likely to smoke, drink alcohol, or use marijuana and other drugs. And they're more likely to have healthier diets. So that's part of it. When you're able to connect with your family, finding out what's happening, what how their day was, how things are going, those are all things that are very important.
I believe that. I absolutely believe that.
Yep. You know, the other thing we're talking about, you know, how we as a family can have healthy eating. Some of the ways is to take your children shopping with you, to, you know, make a list of healthy options, fruits and vegetables they like. You know, like I said, a slice of cake or a cookie or chips sometimes, you know, they shouldn't be forbidden foods, but certainly not a regular snack. And remember, take your kids to the grocery store with you. Help, you know, have them help pick out the things that they like. Talk about what kind of calories are in some things and other things that are better for you. Look at the labels, read the labels. It's a good education, and it's also good family time too. I know sometimes we're running into the store, grabbing what we need, getting out, getting home, because we have everybody has very, very busy life.
Absolutely.
Okay, great. Now, when we come back, okay, again, this is Health Matters. It's Peter Feller from A&T Healthcare. I'm here with Ann Feller as well as Kelly Jennings. And when we come back, we will be talking about exercise. Why is exercise or physical activity important for a child?
Davis Sports Shop has been owned and operated by the Davis family since 1948. They are New York's number one source for firearms, ammunition, hunting, archery, fishing, and more. They stock all the best names for hunters, fishing enthusiasts, and anything outdoors. With a complete line of clothing apparel, Davis Sports Shop can get you looking good in brands such as Under Armour and Lacrosse for the best outdoor experience. Located at 120 Route 17 in Sloatsburg, New York, contact them by phone at 845-753-2198 and learn why Davis Sports is the place to be today.
Turn the pages back to another time at Ye Olde Warwick Bookshop. Enter and you'll feel the comforting environment of what bookstores once were. Ye Olde Warwick Bookshop is a place to come browse, feel, smell, and simply enjoy a good book. In the presence of a wealth of knowledge and stories, you're warmly invited to open the books that will transport you to other worlds and times. At Ye Olde Warwick Bookshop, you'll find everything from new releases to rare old books. Whether you're looking for fiction or nonfiction, it's all there at Ye Olde Warwick Bookshop, 31 Main Street in the heart of the Village of Warwick. Call 544-7183. And remember, that great book you just read on your Kindle, you can't pass it along to family or a good friend. Ye Olde Warwick Bookshop, where pages really do turn.
The law firm of Beatty & Krahulik, founded in 1872, provides sophisticated legal services to businesses and individuals throughout the Orange County area. As the oldest law firm in Orange County, the firm has developed a reputation providing the highest quality client service. This is attorney Bob Krahulik, the lawyer guy here on WTBQ Radio. Call for a free consultation at 986-1155. That's 986-1155 at hudsonvalleylaw.us.
Stephen is a real Clark Howard listener.
Clark Howard taught me how to pay myself first.
Redemption tastes sweet.
Teaching you ways to save for retirement.
Weekdays from 2 to 4, WTBQ.
Here are the official rules for all contests on WTBQ. You must be at least 16 years of age to win. At least 18 for concerts and sporting events. Other WTBQ restrictions may apply. You may win only once in any particular contest and may win only one call-in contest every 30 days. We allow only one winner per family in any particular contest. All prizes must be picked up at the studios of WTBQ in between the hours of 9 a.m. and 5 p.m. Monday through Friday, and within 30 days or they'll be forfeited. WTBQ reserves the right to substitute prizes where necessary. Winners must show identification when picking up prizes. Out-of-state winners may choose to have a prize mailed at their own cost and risk. In the case of concerts and sporting events, tickets must be picked up at least 48 hours prior to the event. Any added cost or tax incurred as a result of winning is the sole responsibility of the winner. All calls made to WTBQ may be recorded and broadcast. Winners' recorded voices or photos may be used for publicity, and names and addresses may be made available to contest sponsors. TBQ.
WTBQ. Welcome back. to Health Matters. My name is Peter Fella from A&T Healthcare. I'm here with my wife, Ann Fella, also from A&T Healthcare, along with Kelly Jennings, also from A&T Healthcare. We aren't taking any phone calls. If anyone has any questions that has to do with nutrition or exercise as it relates to children or anything that might have worked for you, please give us a call. The phone number is 651-1110. That's very easy to do. 651-1110. And we'll be glad to take any of your questions or comments that you may have on this particular topic. Before we broke, Kelly, I just had the question was, is that why is exercise or physical activity so important for children?
Well, Peter, just as in adults, increased physical activity has been associated with living longer and decreased heart rate. I'm sure you're aware, but children are heavier now than they've ever been. In the 1970s, the percentage of overweight children and adolescents has now doubled what it was from the 1970s.
Wow.
And it's somewhere in around 15% of all children. Wow. That's a lot of children to be overweight.
Now, that
obese.
Is preventable. I really have to stress that is prevent. That has nothing to do with hereditary or you know, some, you know, disease that you might have contracted. That's something that really can be a preventable
obesity
disease.
Actually is moving forward, they feel, of the most preventable disease, which at this point is nicotine use and the cancers that come along with it. Mm-hmm. Obesity is the number one, is passing it, they say.
Wow.
Surpassing it, yep.
And certainly starting with children is the best way.
Absolutely.
Prevent it.
So the long-term consequences of being overweight and starting at a younger age, such as childhood and adolescence, it increases their risks for chronic diseases earlier in life than as an older person. Mm-hmm. Inactive children are much more likely to be overweight and obese. So if you start them at a young age with healthy habits, exercising, eating proper, good sleep at night, things like that, they're going to have a healthier lifestyle. Physical activity helps control weight. It reduces their blood pressure and risks for diabetes and many cancers.
You know, one of the things that I know people always think about this, Kelly, I know Ann and I were talking about it before we started the show, is that many times people associate exercise as doing some kind of competitive sport, be it baseball or football or, basketball you can do by yourself. But
still a team sport.
Right. You're right. It is a team sport. But that's really not so. There are many other exercises that you can do together.
Sure.
And tell us some of the ones that just were just talking. She said, "Oh, how about this? Go ahead."
I said that. Like bicycling swimming and
walking,
hiking.
Walking. The importance about walking always is it can't be a stroll. You can't be just staring at the trees and the birds. That's a nice thing to do too.
Like
but that's not going to be. It's got to be a fast pace. It's not
walk,
a stroll. It's got to be a fast.
You
got to
pump your heart. That's what it is. You have to feel your heart pumping.
Yeah, I know. For me, putting the headphones on with some music that has a good beat and keeps you going certainly helps you to keep that pace going too.
Rollerblading back in roller skating used to be, and then they went to one blade,
rollerblading
that's
big.
Another big one. Anything to just get them moving enjoying, that's key.
Yeah. Now the NFL, they have the Play 60. NFL is the National Football League's campaign to encourage kids to be active for 60 minutes a day, every day. So, and that is to help raise awareness and reverse the trend of childhood obesity. And you know, you don't have to do that 60 minutes all at once either. You can do 30 minutes, you can do 10 minutes at a time, whatever, you know, works. I know it's hard if you're going, you know, kids get home from school, they have homework, they have after school events, you get home from work, when do you do this? Well, you know, you could go for a walk after dinner, you can just do some Zumba in your living room,
Even gardening, people don't realize what
gardening is exercise.
Very good.
All these little things. So.
I'm not sure if you're aware, American Heart Association from years have really been saying children from 2 years and up should be getting 60 minutes of exercise a day, every day. 10 to 15 minutes of those 60 minutes needs to be of vigorous.
Vigorous
meaning making them sweat, making their heart
Your heart beat up. Right.
So that's the important part of it. 10 to 15 of those. But like Ann said, you can break it down, 15-minute intervals throughout the day. But the good thing is many of the schools, but still not all the schools, First Lady Michelle Obama had incorporated and strongly suggested to the school districts to incorporate the 60 minutes during school day because she does know we all have such busy days. Right. A lot of them have it during recess. A lot of them have the kids come in early or after school to try and create the 60 minutes thing. But again, you know, you can make it work in your life. A lot of the kids are in sports activities, so maybe that's the day. You don't have to separately do the 60 minutes.
Yeah, I just want to share a story. Like with me, again, when I was growing up, I did go to a Catholic grammar school, and the only thing that we had for phys ed, they didn't even call it phys ed, they called it gym, is that on Thursday afternoon for 30 minutes, we put in our gym shorts, and we did calisthenics, like jumping jacks. And,
Jack LaLanne type.
Jack LaLanne type. Oh, if anyone remembers Jack LaLanne. LaLanne? And that was it.
Right.
And then when I went to public high school, then you had gym or phys ed every day. And plus they had a plethora of different kinds of after-school activities, different sports, and that sort of stuff. And as I said, this is what is so important. And I know all the stuff that we are reading, that and we keep saying that if a child starts it young, they tend to stay like that for their entire lifetime.
Right.
And that's what's important, their entire lifetime, that they start to develop like these particular habits. And that's what I think is so important, and we know about it now. The other thing I know, even with nutrition and good health, I always remember, and again, this is for children and even with adults, is that diet is important, but diet alone isn't going
to do it.
You have to have the exercise.
Sure.
You know, if someone just is a vegetarian and never eats red meat, never eats high fat, but doesn't exercise, they're not going to reap the same benefit as having a healthy diet and then, of course, exercising.
Right. An inactive child is more likely going to be an inactive adult. An active child is more likely going to be an active adult.
Right.
So, start them on the right road at as a young age where they won't know any different.
What about the video games?
Definitely want to limit TV and when video games, right?
When you're looking for the time, the 60 minutes we were talking about, a key way to do that is to decrease their video time, their TV time, their phone time, the playing on the phones and everything. You lessen that and you get them outdoors and it's going to be able to be doing that exercise quicker than you think.
Now, exercise has a lot of benefits too, not just for your physical body, but also for your mind. Gets your endorphins going. It clears your head. It helps you think better. You feel better about yourself. And when you think about teenagers, and teenagers struggle all the time with their body image and all the stresses, peer pressure and, homework and succeeding and getting into the college and such, that exercise can really help to keep them clear, keep them focused, and so it's not just for your physical health.
Right. Okay, that's good. Okay, well, listen, when we come back, we're going to be talking about playing sports. I know that's a big component of people growing up. And again, it's Health Matters. And my name is Peter Fella, and I'm here with Ann Fella, as well as Kellyanne.
My construction company has a tight deadline. I need a contract bond fast. That's why I work with Selective. With their Contractor Express program, I can pre-qualify for bonds for many of my smaller jobs in just a few minutes.
Selective. Response is everything. For quick and easy bond solutions, visit selective.com.
Small contract bonds and no hassle. That works for me.
This is Garrett Derlin from Seeley & Derlin Insurance. For quick and affordable contract bond needs, contact us at 845-986-1177.
Insuring your business is serious stuff. You don't need gimmicks or cutesy mascots or punchlines. You certainly don't want red tape. You just want the right coverage at the right price. We're as serious about insuring your business as you are about running it. Selective. Response is everything.
This is Garrett Derlin from Seeley & Derlin Insurance. To create your custom business insurance solution, contact us at 845-986-1177.
Turn down that radio!
If this sounds familiar, you know it's time to address your hearing loss.
but custom hearing aids can cost as much as $5,000 each and are not covered by Medicare. The good news is MD Hearing Aid offers medical-grade, FDA-registered hearing aids for savings of up to 90% over traditional hearing aids. MD Hearing Aid was founded by a Chicago surgeon determined to develop a hearing aid that was technologically advanced, simple to use, and most of all, affordable. Call 1-800-515-2558. You'll speak with a trained MD Hearing Aid professional who will match you with the best hearing aid for your needs. Over 100,000 satisfied customers have already made the call. Call right now for our exclusive 45-day risk-free trial and get free shipping and a year's worth of free batteries, a $50 value. But you have to call right now. Call MD Hearing Aid at 1-800-515-2558. That's 1-800-515-2558.
Donate your car to Heritage for the Blind. Whether it runs or not, they'll tow it away for free. And Heritage for the Blind is an IRS-recognized charity, so your donation is tax-deductible. Heritage for the Blind accepts cars, vans, trucks, and boats. And you'll be making a difference to those who need help. Call right now, and as a special thank you, you'll receive a free 3-day vacation voucher to many exciting locations. Call Heritage for the Blind right now and donate your car. Call 1-800-680-8964. That's 1-800-680-8964.
I'm Hank Gross, publisher of MidHudsonNews.com, the Hudson Valley's daily e-news source. We at MidHudsonNews.com know we've got a winner when the TV news and newspapers log on for leads on breaking stories. You too can find out what's going on around the Hudson Valley long before it hits the airwaves or print. Log on to MidHudsonNews.com, the Hudson Valley's news leader. No ink on your fingers, no remote to click. MidHudsonNews.com.
Hi, this is Orange County Executive Steve Newhouse. Join me and my guests every Monday on the Roundtable at 9 a.m. AM 1110, 93.5 FM, WTBQ.
WTBQ weather.
Well, we have more periods of rain and drizzle today. It'll be breezy and cool with temperatures only in the low to mid-40s. Tonight, light rain, some patchy fog with a low around 40. Now, tomorrow we have showers in the morning. That's a warm front. Then showers, maybe a rumble of thunder in the afternoon with a high getting into the upper 60s. Tomorrow night, showers taper off. We go down into the low 40s and partly sunny on Saturday, high near 60. This is meteorologist Tony Salimo from the WTBQ Weather Center.
Welcome back. We're back on Health Matters, and I'm Peter Feller from A&T Healthcare. I'm joined by Ann Feller, my wife, as well as Kelly Garvey Jennings, Director of Patient Service from the Newburgh office.
That's right. We just want to remind you, we're here from A&T Healthcare. We're a home care agency. We provide private duty nursing. We provide home health aides and personal care aides, companions, as well as
skilled nursing,
physical therapy, occupational therapy, speech therapy. And I just want to mention that we are hiring full-time, part-time, and per diem RNs, LPNs, home health aides, personal care aides, physical therapist, occupational therapist, and speech therapist. And you can give Kelly a call at our Newburgh office at 845-561-7900. And, we look forward to hearing from some people.
And even go into our website. Our website is A&T Healthcare. And, you'll have all the information and things that might be possible.
And, if you have any questions about home care and what is provided in the home, you can always call Kelly. And she'll be happy to discuss that with you.
Sure. Just call me. Thanks.
Just give her a call.
Okay. All right, we were talking about exercise, and just to continue along those lines. But Kelly, what are really some of the benefits of exercise?
Regular physical activity for children, it's been proven that it reduces stressors, which include bouts of depression and anxiety. It definitely helps and maintain healthy bones. It increases muscle mass, which is important in metabolism, and it teaches a self-discipline and teamwork. It really builds self-esteem, and it makes the child feel good about themselves. So,
right. You always hear that exercise is good for you, but sometimes we need to know exactly why it's good for us. So,
right.
Definitely.
Anything like as far as with students that may be participating. Children participating in, sports activity. Is there any additional calorie requirements, or should they be eating different meals, or what exactly
right.
Needed?
as an athlete, you definitely require more calorie intake because they're burning so many when they're playing the sport. So you have to have, again, back to what we're saying, balanced, healthy diet to give the body all the protein it needs. But as adults, I know you go into these gyms and people are on high protein drinks and things like that. As a child, the supplements, all that, you're absolutely not going to do that for a child. It can cause kidney damage and other serious health issues. So you're not going to go down that road with children. Wait till they're adults and they can make their own decisions for themselves.
Right,
but
right.
As a child, you're not going to, you know, encourage
and even
them
some
to
of those energy drinks. I mean, that's, you know, I think it's like Red Bull. Like, I don't think there is any requirement or age requirement.
There isn't, but they're, like that. They're really unhealthy.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it does everything that you as an adult with the caffeine. It speeds up your heart rate and things like that.
Right. And they're much smaller than us. Like, even I know with me, I had one can of Red Bull. I was one and done. I never put it to my lips again.
Palpitations away, right?
I had palpitations.
Sure.
And,
yeah.
But again, if you figure if it's a young child or it's a teenager who's a much smaller body frame and body mass, they would have a much stronger effect on them.
Back to when they are playing the sport, you want to make sure that they have plenty of fluids. We're all outside.
Yes,
Most of the sports are outside these days. Lots and plenty of fluids.
Now, there's some good fluids, though,
Is.
Not sugary, carbonated drinks.
Gatorades, things like that. They're going to replace electrolytes.
Water.
Right. I always encourage everybody to have both.
Right.
First of all, the kids are going to like the Gatorade because it's a pretty color and it's, you know, nice and sweet tasting. But the sweet taste does come from replacing electrolytes, so that's quite important. But besides, you want to have just as much water. When you're playing the sports, you're sweating. When you're sweating, you're losing water through your skin, which is going to cool down the body. So that's a good thing. But you're going to get dehydrated quite quickly if you don't drink lots of fluids and replace it.
Right. And that's important. Like even with the, you know, Gatorades or the ones that have the vitamins, because you have to remember, if you're working out or exercising and you start to perspire profusely, what you're doing is you're in your perspiration, that is stuff that you're losing your minerals and your vitamins. So if you were to just consume excessive water to quench the thirst, that would dilute whatever vitamins or minerals that you have in your body. And that's why having, like, you know, the sports drinks or something like that, that would be able to replenish this. And as I said, we're not giving any medical advice and things like that, but these are all just like general guidelines that you should be, you know, adhering to. And it's stuff that maybe discuss it, you know, directly with your doctor as far as, like, you know, what would be, you know, a good, after I work out or before I work out, what would be a good beverage and things like that to be able to take.
As far as a child, like say they have a big game or a lot of these kids, they have a full day of tournaments ahead of them. Soccer tournaments can run all day long.
You know about that.
I do, only too well. So you're going to pack for all day, but you're going to pack, like we've been saying all along, nutritious, healthy things. The best way for a child is to eat, if say they have a big game at nighttime, you're going to eat a heavy, regular, healthy meal 2 to 4 hours before the game.
Okay, not like right before.
Because what's going to happen? Digestion uses energy to digest that food. The energy they're using for digestion, they're not getting the energy to be able to play the sport.
Right.
And they're going to be worn out. So you're going to want to eat 2 to 4 hours beforehand, a good, healthy meal that's going to continue on.
Hold you over. Almost.
Right. And then you're going to bring the small healthy snacks, half a sandwich, a piece of fruit, nuts and a granola bar, those kinds of things. Absolutely throughout the game, they should be nibbling on the side when they're coming off. Granola bars, things like that. Back to the fluids. It's hot. They need lots of fluid replacement. This time of year, you're going to worry about, though, heat exhaustion also. So on these hot days, not only are you going to keep making sure that their fluid intake is in up, you're going to also make sure that they're watching at the heat exhaustion itself. Signs that you're going to look for, especially if it's one of these sports that are all day outside. Confusion, dizziness, headaches.
And that happens very quickly.
Especially in a child. You know, very quickly they can get heat exhaustion. Muscle abdomen, they'll come over and say, oh, my belly hurts. These are clinical signs of heat exhaustion, which you're going to do for them as well as any adult. But for a child, you're going to get them off into the shade. You're going to try and get a cool rag and cool them down. Put their feet a little higher than heart level to elevate them a little bit. they really need to start coming around quickly, giving them some fluids. They need to start responding quickly. If they're not responding, you're calling 911. You're calling somebody, your emergency, you know, medical to be helping you, because it is something to worry about in this kind of weather. You can't go to any sports event anywhere without somebody, adult, child, or whatever, really getting weak from this exhaustion and heat anymore.
It always seems to happen at least to one person.
Always, yeah.
And very suddenly, someone could seem like they're fine, and then all of a sudden
the confusion is usually one of the first ones. They start to get a little confused, or they have a funny look to them when you're answering, asking them a question, and they're not answering. But the abdomen pain is really a biggie.
And I know we have a lot of animal lovers out in Orange County, and again, what I always say when we talk about this, not that I'm digressing, but, you know, if you're feeling hot and thirsty, your animal that you may be walking is probably feeling the same way. In particular, you have these little Yorkshire Terriers, little smaller animals that might not be as resilient as a larger dog. But again, you have to remember that it's the same with in the cold weather, just like to protect. So whenever you do any of these outdoor activities, I know we talked about walking. A lot of times having a dog, that's a good catalyst
to make sure you're walking.
To get out and walk. But again, you have to make sure that they're dressed for the occasion. You always make sure that you have the water that might be available. So again, that's for your animal lovers, and don't forget that, Norm.
So we're talking about outdoor sports and all. Is there anything else that we should think about when, you know, kids are out in the fields playing and such?
Sports, as we've, you know, what we've been here talking about is healthy nutrition, exercise. All these are important for children. But it's a great way to get out there and healthy and socializing and building self-esteem for the children outside. It's great. But there's also one thing that really everybody has to be checking for, and that's ticks. We live in Orange County.
Yes.
We live, you know, in a very high incidence of Lyme disease up here. The tick can bite you, up behind your shorts. If you're not checking every single night, the key thing is behind your knees. Those are spots that the tick will jump out of the high grass and embed and do a tick bite, stay on you for several hours, and then drop off after it's embedded itself and engorged itself on your blood. So the key is every single night, every family member needs to be having a tick check done, as well as...
Sounds funny, but
yeah,
it's true.
You need to check your animals, too, because the animals could be bringing them into the home now. And, you know, if they're an animal that jumps up on the couch or whatever, or just has the tick, comes off them and is in the house, it's going to be there. Mm-hmm. So every night, you're going to do a tick check on every member. You're going to check in hairline. You're going to, the smaller children, you're going to do a full head to toe. But on the, you know, a school age child or whatever, it may not go to hair level, but you're going to check it anyway. There's a thing, it's called the bullseye rash, is what occur, but only on about 70% of these cases. So if you're lucky, you're getting a bullseye because you're able to see it. It usually occurs from 3 days to 30 days afterwards, with the average being around 7 to 10 days afterwards, but it's a bullseye. It looks like you're thinking of it. It's actual bullseye, red in the middle, and then a circle around it, also reddened. And you're lucky if you have that, because then you go, oh, goodness, I better
then
get to the doctor.
It's very recognizable.
Right. But the ones that are not diagnosed are not, you don't have a rash, that's the ones that are going to be harder. You're going to look for other key symptoms. You're having headache, neck ache, fever. Poor wanting to eat, fatigue. These are all clinical signs. I know myself, I had one son that was diagnosed twice with Lyme. The one time he had a rash, one time he did not. The one time that he did not have it, it was much longer along with the Lyme disease before it was able to be diagnosed.
So he didn't pick it up right.
It's highly preventable. Okay. Just keep checking every night. And
very good advice.
That's great. When we come back, again, this is Auntie Healthcare, and you are listening to Health Matters. And when we come back, I will summarize our five important points that we want to make sure you remember from this broadcast.
Crime. It's everywhere, even in our beautiful Hudson Valley. Now there is a source to keep you on top of what's happening, who's been arrested, what crime has occurred, and who the police are looking for. It's called MidHudsonMostWanted.com, the Hudson Valley's only daily online source to keep you alert. Log on. MidHudsonMostWanted.com, a division of Statewide News Network Incorporated.
A comfortable retirement is something everybody wants to have, but planning for can be frightening. Finding someone you could trust who can make it easy to understand shouldn't be. At Warwick Valley Financial Advisors, planning is what we do, and we do it well. If you'd like to see if we can help you, call us for a free consultation. 845-981-7300. Call us for a free consultation today at 981-7300. We're located in the Clock Tower building at 65 Main Street. Do you know if you'll have enough money to live on during your retirement? Hi, I'm Ken Ford with the Warwick Valley Financial Advisors and host of From Wall Street to Main Street. When speaking with people who are about to retire, their biggest fear is running out of money in retirement. Most tell me that they've never sat down to figure out if their retirement is safe. We listen to your goals and review your entire situation so we can customize a strategy especially for you. We're located in the Clock Tower building here in Warwick. For a free consultation, give us a call, 981-7300.
Mike O'Brien, welcome to the Blarney Station.
Hey, John. What do you recommend from the menu today?
Well, Mike, we got fried pickles, coconut shrimp, Pine Island kielbasa served with homemade bacon pierogies and Shay's Irish curry, or chicken fried steak.
Well, what about the Irish specialties?
Well, we got Irish nachos, shepherd's pie, fish and chips, corned beef Reuben, or even a pastrami Reuben.
Well, I heard the Irish nachos are great. And how about an order of shepherd's pie? I know you have takeout orders, too. What's your phone number?
845-986-1509. That's 845-986-1509. 1509.
And where exactly are you located?
We're at 10 Railroad Avenue in beautiful Warwick, New York.
That's across from the railroad green?
You got it, Mike. The Blarney Station, the only stop that counts.
Here at Middletown Medical, the Hudson Valley's premier healthcare services provider, we know your time is valuable, which is why we're now offering a reservation service for our walk-in urgent care center at our beautiful new Chester location in the ShopRite Plaza. Simply call us when you're on your way, and you'll be the next person taken upon arrival. When you're in need of urgent care services, think of Middletown Medical's Reserve Your Spot program. Your healthcare, all in one place. Call Middletown Medical, 845-469-2692.
Hi, this is Veronica Vero Barrow, the president of the Sugarloaf Chamber of Commerce, inviting you to join me and my guest every Tuesday at 11:30 a.m. to learn everything Sugarloaf on WTBQ. Radio worth listening to.
WTBQ.
Hello. Welcome to Health Matters. Why? Because your health does matter, and that's why we're here. But I don't know. There was so many times. Kelly, how are you doing and everything? Did you feel this energy in this place?
Well,
I always say that to our guest.
Very nervous coming in for sure. but I don't know if it's you and Ann or if it's the building itself.
The building
there's something
so
about
soothing.
The energy here.
I know. I always say that. When I walk in, I just feel like this resilience that comes over me. But really, there are so many topics that we covered. I just want to touch on this quickly. Kelly, tell us about use of sunscreen. And things like that. Go ahead.
That's also a very big thing that everybody should be using when the kids are out their sports. Important. We talked about eating right and fluids and stuff, but you got to keep them protected from the sun. The sun is always going to be there if it's an outdoor sport. They have to have sun protection. Any kind of, they generally say 15 and above, but if you're in a white Irish skin like myself, the lighter skin, it's got to be higher because 15's not going to do much.
Especially on like your forehead and don't
forget
your ears, nose,
your
neck.
Yep, those are the spots that burn. But a big thing is for a child under 6 months, it is not. You should not be putting any kind of sunscreen on a child under 6 months.
Right.
You got to just keep them protected in other ways. You have to have a hat on. You have to see if you can have a light material, but long sleeve sweater on them type thing.
Just a couple other
umbrella.
Little things. Right. Yep. Sunscreen that has both UVA and UVB ray block. Sun rays are strongest between 10 a.m. and 4 p.m. So if you're out playing soccer for the whole day, got to remember, sometimes if you're sweating, you might need to reapply it. If you're swimming, you always have to reapply it. Apply more sunscreen. And protect your face and eyes. If wear sunglasses if it's appropriate for that sport. So
I believe it or not, I just saw my dermatologist yesterday, and he did the full body scan and looking at everything, and he's pointing out this dot here, this is what it is. Now, what he said to me was, he didn't say, Peter, last year when you went on vacation in August to Cape May, New Jersey, and you got that tan. No, what he said to me was, Peter, when you were a teenager and you were laying in the sun, and I did lay in it, but you have to understand that it's a cumulative effect, okay? So everything that I did when I was a teenager, my 20s, 30s, 40s, all the way up to now, that's really where the effect is, and that's where I'm having it. So I always say you can always, one of the indicators of how your health is going is when the doctor says he or she wants to see you more, you have to pay attention, because after the visit yesterday, he said, Peter, you are to see me every year now. We have to keep a close look on these things because they're okay here. So,
well, fortunately, they were all non-cancer.
Oh, yes. They were all fine, but we have to watch them. And he said, now I'm seeing them every year. So what I'd like to do now is I'd like to go over the five important points to remember. That this was a wonderful broadcast. The time's gone. The first point is be a good role model. Now, none of us is perfect. I certainly am not perfect. And you don't have to be perfect all the time. But if our children see us eating or trying to eat right and getting good physical activity, you'll send a message that is important to you and your family, and they will want to follow it. I always think about people that go away to college for the first year. They gain like 20 pounds.
Freshman
15 to 20 pounds. That's because, well, the parents aren't there, and if they get hungry at night, well, it's just a pizza or a grinder sandwiches or something like that. The second point, get the whole family moving. Plan times for physical activities such as walks, ride bikes, swimming, or even gardening and playing hide and seek outside, depending on the age group, whatever.
We play hide and seek a lot in our house.
Okay. The other thing, as we said, limit the TV, video games, and computer time. These habits are sedentary, and partnering with snacking increases the risk of obesity. Try to limit these to 2 hours per day. So if you're watching TV, you can't have the bag of potato chips or pretzels right by your side, but maybe some carrot sticks or celery. That might be a better option. The fourth point, make dinner time a family time. Sitting down together to eat helps kids to eat the right foods and discourage snacking. Getting the kids involved in helping to plan and prepare the meals is also a good way to teach them good eating habits. Hi, today's meal was planned by so-and-so. Oh, that's great. And here's a guy I know my boss, Tom Babington, doesn't like, but his name is Michael Brokers. He's the defensive tackle for the St. Louis Rams.
Yeah, I didn't know what DT stood for.
What is DT? I know he's been a little tough for the Giants, but anyway, he says, while watching TV, get up, do some sort of exercise during the commercial. Okay, move around. Don't just sit there and that sort of stuff.
You can add that to your 60 minutes a day.
Yeah.
It's been a really good conversation.
Kelly, there's so much more
to talk about for, you know,
kids' health. I hope everyone picked up some healthy tips today, you know, for the kids. You know,
we barely...
The big thing is, just teach them the right way from young. Even going with the sunscreen. Starting it young, they're just naturally going to put it on. So they won't end up like Peter and I in the dermatologist at an older age for the baby oil.
I have my mother's Irish heritage.
Yes,
Foley,
there you go.
So I can relate to what you're saying. But Kelly, you've been an excellent guest. And please, we'd love to have you back.
Me.
May we have you back again? That's the question. I know you have a very busy schedule, but this is very important. I think these are topics that are very good. And really, we do want to hear from our listening audiences, you know, things that are happening and
some suggestions that you may have.
We're here and we're very excited. And do you want to tell our listening audience what we have planned for next week?
I just want to say next week we're going to have home care from a caregiver's perspective. We're going to have a special guest, Mr. Frank Borelli. He's actually a town of Clarkstown councilman and a caregiver himself. And we'll talk about also some tips for caring for yourself when you're the caregiver, caregiving from a distance if your family member's living, you know, far from you and you don't get to see them all the time. How do you make sure that they're doing okay? And the importance of your own physical health. So we look forward to that. It's going to be a very exciting program.
You know, I'm sorry. I'm going to do a shout out to my daughter Pamela, Pamela and Dan. My daughter Pamela is getting married this Saturday, and I really hope that I have shown to be a very good role model as far as eating, keeping a healthy lifestyle. Although my daughter is a vegan now,
and
for the wedding there was a lot of
Pam and Dan are vegan.
little difficult. Not that there was difficulties, but that was a very important component on the menu on the reception, that you were able to have. The
vegan
menu. That's what it is. But again, this is A&T Healthcare, and we are hosting Health Matters. And as I always say when I end, stay healthy, because your health matters. And to you, your friends, and your family, all the best. See you next week.
Yes.
11 o'clock. Oh, I'm sorry. 10 o'clock.
10
o'clock. Oh, my God. 10 o'clock. Thank you.